Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we're cooking up a storm here at Quail Park in beautiful Visalia, California. This is my recipe for blackberry pound cake. And one of my favorite cakes to make of all time is the pound cake. It's a real cake. It's got some density to it. It's got great flavor. And a little bit does go a long way. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do using my stand mixer is add in 2 cups of butter. Now, we're going to be using just regular solid butter, not that vegetable spread or any of that oily stuff. We want real butter. It does cost a little bit more, but you need to have it for this recipe. So put the 2 cups of butter in there, and we're going to start to cream the butter, and then we're going to add in 3 cups of sugar. We're going to cream those together. Once those come together in a separate bowl, I'm going to mix in 1 cup of milk and 6 eggs. I'm going to go ahead and mix those all well together because this is our nice custard that's going to go into the mixture of our creamed butter and sugar. So once the butter and the sugar come together, which is almost instantly, if the butter's at room temperature, this won't work. We prefer using cold butter. It's going to work a lot better. I'm going to add in 2 tablespoons of lemon zest after we add in our custard mixture. And then we're going to finish off with 4 cups of flour and 1 cup of berries, blackberries in this case. You can use any kind of berries you want, but for these recipes, let's stick with the blackberries. I like to take those blackberries and cut them in half if I can, or you could even quarter them if you want the berries throughout the whole cake mix. Then we're going to add in the 1 tablespoon of baking powder. Mix it very, very well together. And to make sure you're doing this the right way, get that tablespoon of baking powder and add it to your 4 cups of flour. That's a lot easier than trying to do it once it's done. That'll make sure it's fully incorporated all the way throughout the recipe. I'm going to go ahead and turn my oven on to 345 degrees. I'm going to get that nice and hot, get it ready to go. We're going to take a cake pan or whatever you have. If you're doing cupcakes, whatever you're doing, you always want to make sure that you put a little bit of fat, which I like to use shortening or butter because there's butter in the recipe, and then add flour on top of that and then dust it all off. And what that's going to make is a nice crust around so the cake will not stick in your cupcake pans or your cake pan at all. Like I said, put it in the oven. We're going to go ahead and let it go until the center of the cake, you can put a toothpick through it and it comes out clean. No cake is going to be attached to that. For this and many more, my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.